I was saying that my verses I choose will be around my sermon this morning, this afternoon will be 1 Thessalonians 5:23. I'd like to remind you all, my sermon was really about where the dead are, and then I was trying to put it together with the where our bodies will go once we leave here on earth, and about the, what the Bible has to say about the spirit and the body. I know most of y'all have heard it, so I don't want to think about teaching or something, but it'd be more of a reminder. And this helps me when I speak to other people. Maybe y'all might get some other too. When you speak to people who's not in the church on the subject, I hear so many things on my job about the dead and Hades and spirit and soul. So while I was reading on this subject, I found out I was more confused afterwards. There's a lot of things in the Bible where I want to bring to mind before I begin. I will begin pretty soon. There's a lot of things in the Bible that is not of knowledge on this subject. But as I told myself, I won't get caught up in it. And I'd like to warn you all too, if you all do read up on the subject, on the soul and the spirit, don't read up on it. Because that really much to do on your salvation itself. The things of the Bible and salvation is there and it's concrete. But there's a lot of wording in there, in which I myself at this age, I'm not mature enough to figure out all of it yet. So I thought one way. So a lot of things you may hear me say, I'm just reading from the scriptures itself, but the scripture may say otherwise concerning the soul and the spirit in Hades and in hell. Then now may the God of peace himself sacrifice you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. On those verses right there, it says many things for us. First, as invitation, it should greet us all. It's a prayer that we should have for every member in here and for our friends and loved ones, that may God himself sacrifice us completely. And how he sacrifices us is through his word. And he's telling us to sacrifice us fully. It says there, the whole spirit, soul, and body be blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So it is saying that we not only be added to the church, that we continue doing what God wants us to do until Christ comes. And this be either where we are living or we are asleep. Now this tells me another thing too. It tells us that we as man, a creation of God, we are composed of partly of matter and partly of non-material, soul and spirit. Now, soul and spirit are often used interchangeably in the scriptures. Now, you see here in Thessalonians 5, which I read, in Hebrews 4:12, they use the same word, spirit and soul, together, as the body is composed of both of them. Now, there's other verses all through the Bible where they're interchangeable, as I said before. I actually not to get hung up when you see this in the scriptures. But one thing the Bible does tell us, that death means separation. And death is a separation of body and the spirit. We read James 2:26. It says, for give an example of about faith, but it uses death as this example. It's for as the body apart from the spirit is dead, also faith apart from his works is dead. Death is a separation of the body and spirit, and the physical life, as we are now in this form, is a union of body and spirit. Now when the spirit flight take away from the body, the body is then called dead. As you see here, it says, and the dust returns to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. When death occurs, the body returns to dust and the spirit returns to God, as it says here. And we can look, so let's look in God's words and get some insight on more on this subject about where will we go after physical death. Now, all through the scriptures, you'll see these two places of the dead. Sheol's and Hades. Sheol is the Hebrew word, and Hades you usually use in the New Testament as the Greek word, and they both mean the same thing. The definition I found in the Bible dictionary, they're exactly the same. Sheol means the same thing, a place of conscious assistance after death, as is Hades. A place where a wicked go after death, again, sometimes. And sometimes it's just a place where the dead go. But most of all, they are a temporary and a non-eternal place. As us Christians, we know, as the youngest Christians know, they learn from the little, from the old, mature of the Christians, that we are waiting for Christ to come and return for us. Psalm 16:10, for you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, excuse me, and let your Holy One see corruption. Of course, the psalmist wrote this, but we knew that he was prophesizing, he was talking about Christ. It also said, but God will ransom my soul from the power of Sheol, so he will receive me. Again, we see this prophecy of Jesus Christ. We know it's saying, said, but God will ransom my soul, excuse me, from the power of soul, or he will receive me. Christ died, and his blood he ransomed us, so we won't have eternal death, those who are righteous. As always, on this subject here, we always turn to Luke 16, which is 19:21, which is the rich man and the Lazarus. We're not going to read all the verses. The verses go from 19 to 21, but we'll go over some of the things in it. It tells us in those verses that in Hades, we remain conscious. Our spirit does not become unconscious at death. And we also can find this in Revelation 6, 9, 10. We had this in our class with Brother Gary in Revelation when the Matrix was crying to God for revenge. Revelation 6, verse 9 says, and when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood of them that dwell on the earth? As we go back to Luke 16, verses 19 and 31, the rich man, after his body was dead, we observed that he could still see, hear, recognize, feel, speak, please, reason, desire, and remember. His spirit was alive and conscious after his body was dead and buried. And we see all these things here in verse 22. It says the poor man had died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried, and in Hades being in torment. It shows there that, like I said before, sometimes in the Bible they use Hades as a place of torment, and sometimes Hades is a place where the dead will go. And the rich man they use as paradise. And in this chapter, they're using Abram's bosom. He lifts up his eyes and saw Abram fall off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in the water and cool my tongue, for I am anguished in this flame. They go further on and say in 27, and he said, that I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have brothers, so that they may warn them, lest they also come in this place of torment, or torment. So we see here, as they hear, they recognize, they feel, they speak, they reason, have desire, and they remember. Now, there's more we could talk about in Luke 13, in these verses. We can say both men in Hades, rich man in torment, and Lazarus in paradise. And this is something that we could think of ourselves as I turn this sermon back into the invitation. We should be planning our lives here as we're in the state of our body and spirit and soul, as you said in Thessalonians 5:23. We should be making waves. We sung songs today, I think Alan took the song, God's Unchanging Hand. We should be changing into His unchanging hand, which is His Word, the changing Word of God. We should also be considering that all our loved ones and friends, try to prepare them for that place and give them the training that they need so they can become strong Christians and make the right decisions to follow God. But the main question, I'll say, my invitation, is where do you really stand before God right now? And if you come out that door and die, would you be ready? Are you ready to die? Are your loved ones, are your young ones, are they ready to die? Have they had the chance to hear God's word from they die? At death, as we all know as Christians, our eternal fate is sealed. And we must make the preparations now. So as I'll end my sermon and we go into our closing song. If you have any desire to come forth, if you're not into the church and like to be added to the church through the understanding of the Bible, that you may have the guilt of your sins and want to be added by being baptized, calling Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you're within the church and you somehow need the strengthening of the members to uplift you so you may remain faithful, more faithful until the end. If you have any desires, will you please come forth as we sing the closing hymn 310.